So nice. So nice. Thank you very much. It is good to be here in New York. I love this city. It's a great city. I have lived here 10 years. I am originally from Indiana. And I know what most of you are thinking, Indiana Mafia. But the fact of the matter is, where I grew up, there was something very similar to the Mafia, 4-H. You mess it. There's a different kind of pride where I'm from, you know. It's not like, we're from New York, we're tough, or we're from Texas, we like things big. It's more like, we're from Indiana, and we're going to move. Get out of here. Yeah. I love this. I love how New York is so multicultural. I wish I was ethnic. I'm nothing. Because if you're Hispanic and you get angry, people are like, he's got a Latin temper. But if you're a white guy and you get angry, people are like, that guy's a jerk. Get away from him. He's a turd. Actually, the reason I look like this is because my father was from Sweden and my mother was Elton John. Is a very good mommy. This city has so many beautiful women. I don't know, but I fall in love like every 10 minutes. I'm sitting on the subway. I'm like, there's my wife. There she is. Oh, she's getting off. All right. All right, there's the woman. All right, that's a man. Confusing. Life is a little easier for attractive people. Can we admit that? Think about it. If a stranger smiles at you and they're attractive, you think, oh, they're nice. But if the stranger's ugly, you're like, what do they want? Oh. Get away from me, weirdo. Yeah. Some couples here. Isn't it strange when you're single, all you see are couples? And then when you're part of a couple, all you see are hookers? Dude, that guy's, that's wrong. That's wrong. I am single. I don't drink. It's kind of hard to get a woman buzz when you don't drink. You'll be like, yeah, I'll have a glass of water, and you want a shot of Jaeger? You want 8 of them? When you don't drink, people always need to know why, too. They're like, you don't drink? Why? This never happens with anything else. You don't use mayonnaise? Why? Are you addicted to mayonnaise? Is it okay if I use mayonnaise? I could go outside. Try and eat healthy. I drink the bottled water. I feel kind of, and it makes you go to the bathroom every 10 seconds. But, you know, I feel kind of silly buying the bottled water. Maybe I'm just too Midwestern. Every time I go in a store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I can get water free from any faucet, but I want to pay for it. I'm just curious, do you have any air back there? Or can I buy your garbage? It is water. How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France, you know? Some French guy was sitting there, he's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Look, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not going to buy water.
Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France.
I don't know if you're like me. When they first introduced bottled water, I thought it was so funny. I was like, bottled water? They're selling bottled water. I guess I'll try it. Ah, this is good. This is more watery than water. Yeah, this has got a water kick to it. I was looking at a bottle of water. They have nutritional facts printed on the side. Yeah, I'm no chemist, but I have a rough idea what's in water. Kind of expect to turn the bottle, see a recipe. That's how you make ice cubes, huh? Apparently you just freeze this stuff. Oh, but you need a tray. That's how they get you. My favorite food is Mexican food. I used to be a waiter in a Mexican restaurant in Indiana, and that's where you go for Mexican. Mexican food's great, but it's essentially all the same ingredients, so you'd always have to, as a waiter, you'd have to deal with these stupid questions. People be like, what is nachos? Nachos? It's a tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Oh, well then what is a burrito? Tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Well then what is a tostada? Tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Well then what is, look, it's all the same. Why don't you say a Spanish word and I'll bring you something? Mexican food is great, but it is all the same. It's almost a conspiracy. It's almost like they had a meeting 200 years ago in Mexico City, and one guy stood up and he was like, hey, look, the reason I got everyone here is pretty simple. I figured we could rename this one entree 7 times and sell it to the North Americans. The French said it would be a good idea. Some people with glasses here. I trust people with glasses, don't you? It's like, well, ask Ken. He's got glasses. But if you're wearing your glasses like this, get away from them. Did you ever take directions from someone that looks like this? Where you gotta go? 44th Street. Well, why don't we take my spaceship? Yeah, I have to pick up Santa Claus anyway. The only advantage of wearing glasses is you can do that dramatic removal. You ever see that? My God. Holy mother of God. I can't see a thing. I am absolutely blind without these. It's probably why I wear them. You ever notice when people are thinking in movies, they're always chewing on the end of their glasses? Hey, if we give the alien a cold. You know what they're really thinking? This tastes like wax. Yeah, I like living here in New York, but it definitely changes you. It'll make people impatient. Have you ever had somebody not ask for directions, but demand them? You're just walking down the street, you hear a horn, some guy's like, Hall and Toronto! You know, like you were supposed to fax this guy directions. Suddenly you're wasting his time. Let's go, buddy. Holland Tunnel. New York has made me so paranoid, too. Whenever I visit another city, I always act like I'm from there so the cab driver doesn't rip me off. I'm like, yeah, it's good to be back home. Back here where I grew up. Yeah, here in Tokyo. Everything looks familiar because I grew up here. Oh, where do I need to go? Driver, I need to go to my old stomping grounds. That would be the Holiday Inn. And the address appears to be the pound sign. So, step on it. Whenever I'm out of town for at least a week, I feel like I should write a postcard or something. But you could be a genius. You try and write a postcard, you come across like a moron anyway. So, this city's got big buildings. I like food, bye. You ever get a postcard? You're so excited, you don't even read it. Hey, but who cares? That's why when I send a postcard, I quiz people. But, hey, did you get that postcard? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What would I say? I was in jail. Why do you even have to be out of town to write a postcard? I want to write a postcard to my neighbor. Just be like, I still live near you. Guy sees me go in my apartment, flips the card over. It's just a picture of me holding a rifle. Scary. I'm too lazy to do all those things. You ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. I might like stick it on a bureau. I'm going to get that to them later on. Right now, I got to watch some Love Connection. We got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. I'm gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the... You ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it! I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay? Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble. You know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounge around. Then you're running late for work on Monday. Oh, no. There's always one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. Busy. You ever look for the remote control, you can't find it, so you just decide, ah, looks like I'm not watching TV. I gotta take 2 steps and turn it on myself. I'll go to the gym if I'm gonna work out. Look at that. You ever have the TV on and you can't find the remote? Gotta watch that one channel? Feel like you're in prison. I gotta watch this. Feel like I'm reading. This work. I watch a lot of TV. I drink a lot of coffee, too. But you know what's really addictive? Heroin. I'll grab you by the horn. What horn? My favorite channel is the Lifetime channel. Because Lifetime is television for women. Lifetime, television for women. Yet for some reason, there's always a woman getting beaten on that network. In a Lifetime original, Meredith Baxter Burney gets beaten with a rod. Lifetime original rod. I was watching Animal Planet. Do you know that the male seahorse has the baby? And I was thinking, why don't they just call that the female seahorse? You know, it's just some stubborn scientist, you know? Yeah, that one there is a male seahorse. Oh, Bill, that one's having a baby. Male has the baby. You're fired. My favorite animal is the manatee, the sea cow. Have you ever seen that animal? The manatee is endangered, and I think it's because it's out of shape. It looks like a retired football player. Have you ever seen it on the Discovery Channel? It's always floating around like, I'm bloated. Too much pizza. And the manatee is also called the sea cow. I mean, that kind of sounds like an insult. It's almost as if the manatee was introduced to the ocean, the other animals were like, who's the new guy? And the manatee was like, oh, hi, everyone, you can call me the manatee.
You're right, sea cow.
Ain't manatee, fellas.
Sea cow, fat ass.
Doesn't the manatee kind of look like a guest on the Ricky Lake show?
Ricky, I'm here because I'm endangered.
And then one of those mean people in the audience would offer up the advice,
yeah, I want to say something to the sea pig.
That's sea cow.
Whatever.
Sea pig, you got to get yourself an education and a job. I live in the ocean. It just so happened you live in the ocean because you ain't got no job. I don't know what you're... You got to get in Weight Watchers, some kind of program. I have a layer of blubber to keep my body warm in the water.
Whatever, talk to my hand.
I love watching movies. You ever rent a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? You're like,
hey, I just saw Heat.
Heat, I saw that 6 years ago.
I want to talk about it now.
No, loser. You ever talk about a movie with someone that read the book? They're always so condescending.
Ah, the book was much better than the movie.
Oh, really? What I enjoyed about the movie? No reading. only took 2 hours, and then I could take a nap. I'm too lazy. You ever read an article, and at the bottom it says continued on page 6? I'm like, not for me. I'm done. Why don't you stop bossing me around? And then I finally get to page 6. I can't even remember what I was reading. You ever read the ending to a different article? Al Gore is running from a waterfall? You ever read a book that changed your life? Me neither. I don't have the attention. Every now and then I'll read a book. I'll be so proud of myself. I'll try and squeeze it into conversation. People are like, hey, Jim, how you doing? I read a book. 250 pages. That's great. What was it about? No idea. Took me 2 years. You ever buy a book and not read it? You feel almost guilty having it on a bookshelf, don't you? You're like, hey, how was that book? I haven't read it. Did you just buy it? I've had it since high school. Well, can I borrow it? No. From a very big family, very large family, 9 parents. Anyone else? I'm actually 1 of 6 kids Catholic. You ever notice people from big Catholic families, they always throw that Catholic after the number? 6 kids Catholic. 6 kids Catholic. Like, if you didn't hear the Catholic part, you think, 6 kids, his mother really likes sex. Oh, she was Catholic. I'm the youngest, too. And when you're the youngest of a big family, people are always like, you're the baby, you're spoiled. You know, the fact, man, when you're the youngest of a big family, by the time you're a teenager, your parents are insane. They're like, hey, I'm going roller skating. You're not going roller skating. You'll end up pregnant like your sister. Why don't you smoke pot and become a lawyer? Parents get burned out in big families. You can even see it in the naming of children. It's always like the first kid, you were named after grandma. The 7th kid, you were named after a sandwich I had. I love that. Now get your brother Reuben. Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. Kickball for 40 years. I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers. Based on what I've learned in gym class, I will throw a Red Bull at a fat guy. That's no good. Pope, that's a weird job, huh? Anyone Pope here? Pope never goes out. Wouldn't it have been weird to go to high school with the Pope? You know, somebody did. Somebody sitting at home watching TV in Poland, they see the Pope, they think, that guy was a jerk. He was so mean to me, and now he's Pope? I got a swirly from the Pope. I think it would be great if you had a kid that ended up being Pope. That would be the ultimate bragging rights. Oh, your son's a doctor? Yeah, ours is Pope. That's okay for him. Oh, they have a house? He has his own city. In Europe. You think when the Pope was a little kid, he fantasized about eventually becoming Pope? You know, like we might about being a professional athlete. Was he like 8 years old in his backyard going, there he is, the leader of all the Catholics! What a Pope! The best Pope ever! The Protestants are frightened of this new Pope! I was raised Catholic. My dad used to always volunteer me for the reading in church. You know, I'd be like 6 years old. He'd be like, you'll be doing the reading. I'd be like, Christ. I'd never have my glasses, so I wouldn't be able to read. I'd be like, a letter from Peter to the apostate post. Somebody kill me. I'd rather go to hell than read up here. Church, you're reading from the Bible. It's not like you can make something up. You can get the first line and then ad lib. No. Letter from Peter to the apostles. Dear apostles, how was your weekend? Sure is hot here. Tell Jesus, hey, this is the word of the Lord. That is all for me. Thank you very much.